بسم الله الرحمن
الرحيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد حبيب الله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد،
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد،
وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه المنتجبين واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين. We seek refuge to the Almighty Allah, the Lord of the universe, from the evil of the devil. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the loving, the caring, the merciful. And inshallah ta'ala, today we will be discussing Surah Al-Qadr, chapter Al-Qadr. Qadr is very small surah, it's only 5 ayahs. But subhanAllah, the weight of its explanation is extremely deep and long. First, I explain, inshaAllah ta'ala, the meaning of Al-Qadr, and then I go into the issue of the benefits that we can benefit from this surah, inshaAllah ta'ala. What is the meaning of Al-Qadr? يُقَدَّر فِيهِ الْآجَال وَالْأَعْمَال. That night, the night that's called Al-Qadr, this is the night that things will be fated for that year. The night is so important that a person can spend it in worship, and during that worship, he can change his future. Let's say that there was a predestined, God forbid, tragedy, trouble, disaster, poverty, was written because of some sins that he had done. If that night he spent it in worship and repentance and asking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change his fate. So I myself may lean in calling Surah Al-Qadr the chapter of the fate. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fates the yearly issues for us. Some they call it the night of power, maybe because they think about it as Qudra, I don't know. Others may give it a different name, but I lean to call it Qadr, as يُقَدَّر فِيهِ الْأَعْمَالِ, as the fate, the issues, and the future for us during that 1 year until the next year. This verse is extremely beneficial for a human being to read. We have about 7 pages of benefits came from Rasulullah. And he taught our imams, our 12 imams, about the benefits of this surah. How important is this surah? That although it's only 5 ayahs, somebody can write it in 1.5 lines, there's about 7 pages of khawas, benefits, fada'il of this surah. Abi Ja'far, Imam Abi Ja'far, peace be upon him, said, whoever read Surah Inna Anzalnahu Fi Laylatil Qadr in a loud voice, Jahuri, whoever said it in a loud voice, كَانَ كَالشَّاهِرِ سَيْفَهُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, he was as if a person who had held his sword in his hand, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him, the reward of a fighter for his sake, bismillah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever read it in a quiet voice, man qara'aha sirran, whoever read it in a quiet voice, kana kal mutashahhiti bidamihi fi sabilillah. Subhanallah, if somebody reads it loud, that has a benefit. If somebody reads it quiet. That's a different benefit. It has a different benefit. But they both are great. They are both called birr. These are virtues. Whoever read it in a quiet voice, he was as if there was a wounded person for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever read it 10 times, if a person read Surah Inna Anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr 10 times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive 1,000, more than 1,000, about 1,000 of his sins. SubhanAllah, this is one hadith. Another hadith, it says from Abi Abdullah, from Imam Abi Abdullah, peace be upon him. It said, if you would like to drink water, see, SubhanAllah, they organize our life. I said, if you would like to put water in a jug, in something that you drink the water from, he said, put the water in it. Now, at that time, they used to use clay. Hib. It's called hib. If you put the water in it, read Surah Inna Anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr 30 times and then use it for your drinking and your wudu. And then you can add the water to it. It is extremely blessed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make that jug of water blessed. So it is great. It is said that whoever read Inna Anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr in any of the daily prayers, morning, noon, night, SubhanAllah. Now, let me kind of emphasize the explanation of this reading and the wajibat and the prayers of al-wajibat, you know, like morning, noon, and night. Usually there is an assigned surah that we should read. It is mustahab. You can read any surah except the ones that is emphasized. We have to read two, for instance. We should not read one of them. Beside these, the exceptions, the rest we can read it once. And it is recommended, for instance, in the morning to read Al-Ghashiya, for instance, or Al-A'la, for instance. These are long surahs. During the night of a Friday, the eve of Friday, it is recommended to read Surah Al-Jumu'ah, for instance, in one. During the Friday prayer, it is recommended to read Al-Jumu'ah and Al-Munafiqun in the first and the second. For instance, okay, these are long ones. If you read Surah Al-Qadr in one, the first one, and Surah Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad in the next rak'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will substitute as if you have read the recommended surah of that prayer, whichever is recommended the most. Subhanallah. If someone read Surah Inna Anzalnahu in his fariḍah, in his wajib prayer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send an angel saying, oh, the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Abdullah, غفر الله لك ما مضى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had forgave you your previous sins. Therefore, continue with cleanliness from the sins. Now, mind you, let me kind of explain this issue. That when I say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive someone's sins, that does not mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also will forgive the rights of the others. No. Sins that between the person, personal, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be forgiven. But hurting someone, that is exceeding the limits. So that means the person should go and ask the forgiveness from that person. So when I say, yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us from all of our sins, but we should pay special attention to the ones that we hurt the others. It is the rights of the others. Subhanallah, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever read this surah, subhanallah, whoever read this surah as if he had fasted Shahr Ramadan, a whole month of Ramadan. No. Such a great surah. With one surah, we can read Shahr Ramadan. Yeah, subhanAllah. Going back again to reading the 30 times upon the water, it said that many of the diseases would be cured. Somebody would read that upon the water and drinks that water. So, 30 times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will let the, whatever problems, afa, wasu, whatever bad, will get, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will let them go out of that house. Subhanallah, as I said, I have just finished about one page. We have about six more pages, but I think this is, a little bit enough for us to understand how important is this ayah and how important it is to memorize it and put it in our chest, so our chest will have another jewel called Surah Al-Qadr in our hearts. So, what does the chapter say? The chapter says as follows, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. This is the whole chapter that we have read. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began by saying, Inna, surely we. Here comes Inna, surely, adat ta'kid, Inna, us, we. This we in Arabic is a sign of greatness. Arabic has features, Arabic has characteristics. This characteristic goes as such, when a great person, when a king, for instance, a sultan, for instance, he speaks, he goes in a plural form saying we. That doesn't mean that it is more than one person, but it is a we. It is a greatness of a we. Because he is a representative of a kingdom, of a government. So therefore he says we. In other words, when I do something, I am the face of this country. So as if this country have done something. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said we. Anzalnahu. Anzala means I brought it down. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring down in this night? Inna anzalnahu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said that I brought it down, and that is the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another place in the Holy Quran said, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubaraka. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said in another place, Shahr Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubaraka means I have brought it down in a very blessed night, which is the night of Qadr. Shahr Ramadan means I have brought the Quran during the month of Ramadan. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that I have brought the Holy Quran down in a night of Qadr, of this night, the night of fate. why it's called Qadr, we explained, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during this night, He will fate the things that will happen to us in the whole year. God forbid, a trouble or a tragedy, or may Allah bless you all, inshaAllah ta'ala, with maybe a promotion, maybe a richness with iman, inshaAllah ta'ala, maybe children that are good, inshaAllah ta'ala, and so forth, you know, the greatness. But look at the importance of this night, that someone with the power of Allah, with the weight of Allah, the one that He created this whole universe, the one that can create anything from nothing, He says, and you do not know the value of Laylatul Qadr. So it's not a regular person saying, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. The value to us is different than the value of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is this night that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with all of His power and might, the one that can create billions and billions and billions of Laylatul Qadr, in a blink of an eye, He says, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. And you do not know. What is the value of Laylatul Qadr? Now, is Laylatul Qadr, now there's a question that we someone may ask, you know, is Laylatul Qadr only one night that happened during Rasulullah? Or no, does it have a continuation? It's every Ramadan has Laylatul Qadr. It is every Ramadan. You know, because every Ramadan, we have a Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He said Ramadan, He didn't say you only fast 1 month. Only 1,450 years ago, and that's it. Nobody, no one else has. So today we don't have to fast the Ramadan. Today there is a Ramadan. So therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had this night vivid. This night alive. In our eyes. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. You don't know what this night is. So therefore, prepare for this night. What is Laylatul Qadr? Now, truly, no one can claim that a certain night is Laylatul Qadr, whatever it is. I don't know. No one else knows. However, we can relate to the hadiths. This night that is so important, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it hidden. He made it hidden so people will worship all of the month of Ramadan. But during the month of Ramadan, people went and complained, saying, Ya Rasulullah, it is too much for us. Every night, if we have to go and work during the day, not only work during the day, but also fast during the day. That is a lot of exertion, hungry and work, and then we have to worship the whole night, revive the whole night. There is no time to sleep. We will be extremely tired and fatigued. So please, Ya Rasulullah, make it easier for us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he said, okay, then it is in odd nights. So in other words, if it's first, then third, then fifth, then seventh, then 11th. So that reduced it down. Other bunch of the mu'mins, they went and they complained saying, Ya Rasulullah, still is too much. How can you reduce that down for us? So it is at the last 10. At the last 10 of the nights of Ramadan. Now we have, if we join these two hadiths together, right? What are we saying? Rasulullah saying that it is at the odd nights, and then Rasulullah, the hadith is saying that it is at the last 10. So therefore, if you take the odds, it was extremely reduced. So about maybe 5 nights, you know, 19, 21st, 33rd, you know, and so forth. Then one of the mu'mins came and said, Ya Rasulullah, I live far away. May Allah bless him. He really made our life a little easier. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I live far away. I cannot come every night for a worship. I would love to come for worship, but I'm in a distance where it'll be exerting for me. Can you give me a night that I would like to come and make that night valuable and worth it for me? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi said, come on the night of the 23rd. Okay, that's beautiful. Putting in mind that we have the night of the hit of Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi. Putting in mind that we have the death of Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi, and that is the night of the 19th, Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi had drifted to the world above at the night of 21st. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi said, come at the night of 23rd, the eve of 24th, right? So it seems like now the Laylatul Qadr is been bounded by 3 nights, 19th, 21st, and 23rd. What is the significance of 3 nights? Insha'Allah ta'ala, with Allah's help, we will explain that in the next session. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our hearts closer to Him, to Allah. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to let the Holy Quran be light for our hearts and be in touch with the Holy Quran. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.